Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for March 23, 2024, Saturday of the fifth week of Lent. It is taken from John chapter 11, verses 45 to 56. Many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what Jesus had done began to believe in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees convened the Sanhedrin and said, "What are we going to do? This man is performing many signs. If we leave him alone, all will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our land and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing, nor do you consider that it is better that for you that one man should die instead of the people, so that the whole nation may not perish." He did not say this on his own, but since he was high priest for that year, he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not only for the nation, but also to gather into one the dispersed children of God. And so from that day on, they planned to kill him. Jesus no longer walked about in public among the Jews, but he left for the region near the desert to a town called Ephraim, and there he remained with his disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before Passover to purify themselves. They looked for Jesus and said to one another, as they were in the temple area, "What do you think, that he will not come to the feast?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on the Gospel today. The prophecy of Caiaphas, who was then the high priest, was fulfilled. According to this Gospel of John, he said this prophecy, not on his own. He was inspired to say this because he was the high priest, that Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not only for the nation, but also to gather into one the scattered children of God. This has been prefigured even by the law and the prophets. During the time of Abraham, we have the lamb shrouded with thorns who will be offered in place of Isaac, who will have the progeny of God's people, who will be as many as the stars in the skies and the sand on the shore. In the servant songs of Isaiah the prophet, It was also prophesied that the Savior, the suffering servant of Yahweh, will be offered like a lamb in total obedience and humility, without uttering a shrill cry of protest. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not extinguish. And in Isaiah 52, he will be prophesied as one who is despised and the least among men, a man of sorrows who knows infirmity, and his countenance was hidden and despised. For truly he has taken away our weaknesses, and he himself has carried our sorrows. And we thought of him as if he were a leper, as if he had been struck by God and humiliated. But he himself was wounded because of our iniquities. He was bruised because of our weaknesses. The discipline of our peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. That prophecy of Isaiah is a very beautiful rendition of what Caiaphas has said, that one man should die instead of the people. That was why, despite the threat of death, Jesus had to go to Jerusalem to attend the Passover of the Jews.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.